chemically equivalent or not. So we get a signal for each chemically equivalent group. Now the scale on that plot was parts per million. It's measured relative to an internal standard, which we physically put into the NMR tube with our deuterochloroform or our deuterium oxide. Now if the compound is run in deuterochloroform, the standard is tetramethylsilane, TMS. Now again, I can ask you, what do you use for your chemical shift standard? And you would say TMS. So it's four methyls on a silicon, which is tetramethylsilane. Our units, parts per million, ensure that no matter which size magnet we use for our NMR, we get exactly the same value. Now this is quite important because if you're running this thing on a 900 megahertz instrument, you actually separate out the peaks based on a much larger frequency separation because you're using 900 megahertz as your carrier frequency rather than 300 megahertz as your carrier frequency. So the advantage for using a big instrument is not only that you have a bigger energy separation and as a result you get a higher sensitivity, but actually physically on the spectrum you separate them out more widely. And that's why you want to use them for proteins, because A, you get a much better signal to noise, and B, in a protein you've got thousands and thousands of signals, and so what you want to do is spread them out as widely as possible. Now on the scale though, they need to have exactly the same number. It doesn't matter whether that protein's run on a 300 megahertz or a 900 megahertz. So what we do is we simply take the frequency that we observe and divide it through by the base frequency for the instrument. So if we get a frequency then of, say, I don't know, did I put a little dummy?